between 4:45 and 10:05 this morning on the dual carriageway, we had a very, very serious collision. We had a head-on collision, which is, you know, really and truly shouldn't happen on a dual carriageway. We had one this morning in which two young men have lost their lives and one person is seriously injured. He's been treated at the moment at Letterkenny University Hospital. And the reason why I'm on this morning again, Sean, is an appeal for witnesses, looking for anybody that was on the dual carriageway this morning that saw any vehicle driving in an unusual manner, if they could please make contact with us here at Letterkenny Garda Station. We have already, before the media appeal has come out, we've had one person has come forward on the dual carriageway, seen something that made contact with us, and wish to thank that person for that. And I want to say, Sean, that the people in Donegal always are very good at these appeals, coming forward with information. And it's important for us, we investigate these collisions, we try to find out what happened. Two young men have lost their lives, and we need to know how they lost their lives. And it's with only the public's assistance we can do that.
So one of the vehicles was travelling the wrong way.
Well, well, that's standard, you know, for a head-on collision to happen on a dual carriageway. That is why, you know, that's what would have happened. The collision was between a grey Mitsubishi Charisma and a yellow Renault Master van. So they're the two vehicles that were involved in the collision. And if anybody was on the dual carriageway that this morning, they saw any of those vehicles driving, if they could please make contact with us here at Letterkenny Garda Station, it would be appreciated.
I would imagine a relatively quiet time on the roads.
Yeah, you would think so. You would think so. You know, that that time of the morning, it would be, you would have probably a lot of them. You might have had some delivery vans going in to make deliveries around the town, or some people starting shift work. But it's just, you know, anybody that was on the dual carriage already, as I say, one gentleman has come forward. Appreciate that. It is appreciated. Because, and it always happens, Sean, with these collisions. We always get people come forward, you know, with information. It's a county that has been plagued by these type of incidents, and people know the suffering and pain that families are going through at the moment, and we need that information so we can get the answers for them.
Just to be, I suppose, more specific, Inspector, about where this incident occurred.
It happened at the Trimmer, just on the... it would be on the Manor Cunningham roundabout side of the Trimmer Junction. If anybody knows it, the Trimmer Junction is kind of the crossroads in the middle, just at the middle of the dual carriageway. It just happened back towards the Manor roundabout, just on the on the incoming lanes. It happened, and it was the one vehicle appears to have been travelling in towards Letterkenny, and the other vehicle appears to have been travelling out of the town. And a collision occurred, and as I say, two young men have lost their lives. So that's where the collision happened, north of the just on the Manor Cunningham side of the Trimmer Junction.
So your focus at the moment, Inspector, is on witnesses who may have seen the vehicles on the dual carriageway.
That's where our focus is this morning. Anybody was on the dual carriageway this morning, they saw any of these vehicles, that they could please make contact with us here at Letterkenny Garda Station.
And again, one of them was a yellow Renault Master van.
Yeah, that's correct. And the other was a grey Mitsubishi Charisma hatchback.
And there were two young men in one of the vehicles and one man in the other vehicle.
Yeah, that's correct, Sean. Yeah, and as I said, two young men have died. And the other gentleman is in a serious condition in Letterkenny Hospital, and he's currently being treated there.
That's an appalling tragedy. If people have information, obviously you want it now.
Exactly, Sean, please, if they could.
And the number to call locally
is 074-916-7100. That's 074-916-7100. If they want to make contact with us in the Garda, confidential number is 1800-666-111. That's 1800-666-111.
Okay, now clearly there'll be... forensic team having a look at the scene at the moment.
Yeah, the road is closed, Sean, and it will be closed for most of today, but I've been now out that, and I have driven the diversion route, and it appears to be working quite well. I drove at a rush hour this morning now, and the traffic is passing quite quickly, And thankfully, you know, that is, it's happened, but the road will be closed, I'd say, at least until after 6 o'clock.